Hey, I'm Edward from the Am I Cancelled podcast, and the results are in. Coming in with 27% of the vote, we have, drumroll please, Ozzy Osbourne, Crack Cocaine! Red, you suck!
Did you say want-want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome?
And with 73% of the vote, Ace Frehley, Cherry Medicine, is voted the shittiest song of the week! Which means Teresa! You win! Get it, girl! Now, on with the show!
Shitty Song of the Week, your home for smooth jams and fire rhymes. 34 degrees, 10 minutes after the hour. I talked it up.
You're making me hard right now.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, all you silly, silly shitheads out there, and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week. I'm your host, Red. Joining me tonight, back by popular demand for the second week in a row, it's Teresa.
Hi, everybody. Let's keep this chain going.
But before we get started, Teresa, make sure to go over to shittysong.show, where you'll find links to the social media, the Patreon, the voters poll, and everything else Shitty Song of the Week related. And while you're there, join the Shitty Song of the Week Discord, submit songs, chat about the show, and just hang out. The link to the Discord will be in the show notes.
It's a super fun time.
Yeah. Normally, it's all over the place day to day, but... Welcome back for the second week in a row, Teresa. Glad to have you with the show back again.
I know. I'm excited. Like I said, I want to keep this going.
So we're trying to... last week, we were trying to get away from the R&B and the rap and stuff that we've been doing. And we picked rock and we got that out of the way. And now we're doing... what are we doing?
We're doing pop.
Pop.
Pop. Pop music.
Again, this is a broad spectrum. We didn't narrow it down to any subgenre. We're just doing pop in general, right?
Yes, just general pop. General shitty pop.
Okay.
But we call it soda up here.
Yeah, I don't know what you have. Mine's terrible, Teresa.
I'm going to give you a run for your money tonight. I hope so anyways.
Mine is practically brand new, literally days old. Hot off the press, if you will.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was, you know, we talked about this and I had a song already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like already in the chamber, cocked and ready to go. But then the song that I have fell in my lap. My 17-year-old daughter said, "Hey, Dad, have you heard the new JoJo Siwa song?"
Oh, no.
Teresa, how long has it been since you heard the name JoJo Siwa?
It's been a while. I know, like, she's popped up in the news because she's doing some goth glam rock bullshit or something. I don't know.
Guess what, Teresa? She's got new music out.
OMGs!
Whatever shall we do?
Put a gun in my mouth and pull the trigger.
All right, as of April 5th, she debuted a song called Karma. And in 4 days, at the time of this recording, it's garnered almost 12.6 million views on YouTube.
Of course.
Teresa, no shit. My hand to God, if I'm lying, I'm not sitting here. When I was going through this song to get my notes for tonight, it literally went up 100,000 views while I was sitting there playing with it, watching it, going through my notes.
Oh, God.
And most hand of to God, her, no bullshit.
Like, most of her fan base, like, they're adults now.
Are they, though? I'll get into that in a minute, but are they, though?
Well, I think, because I think she got big when she was, like, 12, and I think she's in her 20s now.
Oh, no, she was younger than that. My kids used to watch JoJo Siwa on TV when they were little. So, it's called Karma, Teresa. You know, I noticed whenever I was getting this song together, there's already a song called Karma by Taylor Swift and Ice Spice.
Yeah.
Karma is a boy, that's what, whatever yeah. it is, you know, okay, so. Yeah, this song is also called Karma. It's about, this is the storyline, picture it, okay? Sicily, 1942. No, it's about...
Are you serious?
No, I'm not this. I'm not serious. That was a Golden Girls reference, Teresa. Get with the program. It's about a woman who cheats, okay? Then mm-hmm. she calls that karma that her girlfriend finds another woman. So she cheats on her girlfriend, then her girlfriend turns around and cheats on her, right? So in the video, you'll see, like, she's dancing with guys and girls on the deck of, like, a yacht. And on the beach of Gilligan's Island or wherever the hell it is she's at. As she's being pulled between her two girlfriends. Now, I'm telling you this visual because it's a very important part of the video.
Okay.
Because the video is all over the place. But Teresa, when this song came out five days ago, it deadpanned immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
Music critics, the people on social media... They called it I think it was Rolling Stone, I think. Said it was a try-hard attempt at a reinvention of going from kid music to adulthood and all that.
So Miley Cyrus finally burnt everybody out on this bullshit.
Oh, Teresa, you have no idea. In March of this year, I'm just going to give you a little bit of this because I found it's very, very interesting. In March of this year, she teased part of the music video for this song on social media, saying that it was not made for children and may be disturbing or offensive to some viewers or whatever, right? Which is just a marketing tactic. The more you tell me not to listen to it, I'm going to listen to it, right?
Yeah.
So later in the month, she posted the title of Karma on social media with a snippet of the song, like later on in the month.
Okay.
Saying that the internet had gotten very mad at her and taken her through the frickin' ringer, quote unquote.
Ooh, so hardcore saying frickin'.
Right. So this is cool. Fun fact. The song is allegedly a Miley Cyrus song from 2011 called Karma is a Bitch from her Can't Be Tamed album that she had or something, a little era that she went through there.
Mm-hmm.
But she scrapped the whole thing, recorded it, mixed it, mastered it, and everything, but she couldn't put it on the album because she was still under contract with Disney, right?
Oh, okay.
So JoJo Siwa picked it up, I guess, and reworked it and made it her. So, Teresa, when you hear this thing, the production is going to suck. Don't let the glam and the glitz of the video fool you. This song is bad, okay?
Okay.
It doesn't really have a hook. It has a chorus. It has a repeatable chorus, but it doesn't have anything that's going to stick and make you want to sing, you know, hum to yourself or sing along with it or whatever.
Which is kind of weird to me because, like, isn't her music supposed to be, like, very catchy and hooky and, like, you're going to have this stuck in your head and to go from that to none? Huh. Interesting choice.
So... production sucks, no hook. The singing is kind of boring. It's kind of humdrum back and forth. I'm not going to say sing-songy, but it's got a particular rhyme scheme.
Okay.
It's got self-censoring in it, Teresa.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the edgy lyrics that she's singing here, this is crazy. It's like she's trying to be edgy, Teresa, singing and dancing in the video like she's some slutty lesbian Ziggy Stardust or something, right? But here's the thing. You just mentioned this, that all her fans were grown up. Chances are, Teresa, she still has young, impressionable female fans that are in, let's say, middle school. I won't go as far as, like, elementary school because she's in her 20s now.
Yeah.
Right? But let's go middle school. They're going to pick up on this shit. And, I'm not going to get political or nothing. these are kids. These are young adults, impressionable people, you know. But at the same time, you love who you love, whatever, right? I'm not even going to go there. But I'm just talking about the age of these children.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
the impressionism of the children at that age is what I'm speaking on.
Yeah, because I'd be willing to bet probably it's about 50-50. Like, a majority of her fan base is probably around, like, her age just because they grew up with her. But, yeah, like you said, that she has a whole new generation of younger fans that are looking up to her. And is it so appropriate?
Well, she lives her life on social media, not so flamboyant, in your face, rug munching lesbian. You know what I mean? Like, as far as I've seen so far, she doesn't like try to throw it down anybody's face or anything. She's just gay now. That's all.
Yeah.
The internet calls this dance pop EDM, Teresa.
Huh.
Drag queens call it 2010's Jeffree Star.
Oh boy.
Yeah, there's a lot of dancey sexual dancing and makeup and hair and sequins and stuff like that, but we'll get into it in just a second. So now that you've listened to me work you up on the whole entire thing, it's time to listen to it now, Teresa.
Okay, I'm strapped in.
Now, again, I don't want you to be mesmerized by the video, Teresa.
Okay. I'm taking my mesmerized glasses off.
It's the video is kind of cool. I mean, just the lighting and the effects and stuff and the whole cinematography of it. I can appreciate it as, you know, a graphic designer and videographer and stuff like that. So the video is not like completely terrible.
Okay.
Just some of the visuals are weird. It's hypersexual. We'll get into that in a second. But luckily, this thing's only 3 minutes and 20 seconds long, Teresa.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into this JoJo Siwa song called Karma.
Did some bad things. I swear I did it all for fun and it meant nothing. It never happened. It was a secret. Like when a tree falls in the forest, no one hears it. Another late night, another crazy mood. And I didn't think twice, but it would do to you. I was a wild child, you always knew it. It was a matter of time before I blew it.
First impressions, Teresa?
Well, video-wise, I will say her teeth are way too white. That's very distracting to me right now.
Out of all of the hypersexual ass-grabbing and face-melting shit like going on with the kissing and stuff,
see, are you worried and about her that, teeth? That doesn't even come off as, like, erotic or sexual. It all, like, it's choreographed. That's all choreographed. Like, it's the same, like, tongue-in-cheek shit that, like, say, Britney Spears would do in her videos. Like, the slight rubbing on, like, the female dancers. Like, it's all choreographed bullshit.
Well, it might be, but you just gotta... We're only 49 seconds in. We've still got a little bit, so it gets worse. I'm just saying, just so far... But at first, when I seen that part of the video, because I stopped it before the chorus came up, because you could feel it building, right?
Yeah.
So I stopped. This is like, I'm like, okay. Visually, the costumes are a little weird, but audibly, really not the best thing that I've ever heard, but definitely not the worst, right?
I mean, musically, it is okay. I can see this catching some attention, but...
Some?
Well... Some favorable. I know you would mention that, like, a lot of critics are poo-pooing it, but it's just like, I can understand why people would find this catchy just in, like, this first few seconds. But I will say, so far from what I've heard, like, the lyrics are boring. It's it's all just, it's so forced, I guess. Like,
no, here's the thing. I can see where the edginess comes in with the costumes and shit and the fucking glittery makeup and whatever, right? But the lyrics, the song itself, the lyrics, I'm a bad girl who done some bad things or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
That's as edgy as it gets, Teresa.
Yeah, that's a bad record
girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's record label. We want you to seem like you're somebody new and you're trying to be all edgy, and this is record label edginess.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa might be good at eating pussy, but she don't need to tell everybody. You know what I mean?
No.
She don't need to tell that she's like the super lesbian or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Eat you like a drunk girl on...
Yeah, whatever that saying is, right?
Yeah.
All right, but here comes the chorus.
This is so cringy.
Do you notice anything in there, Teresa?
I'm noticing a lot. She's trying to... Jesus. Like, there's so much to process that...
No.
She's...
Wait a minute. You ready?
Yes.
She can say, karma's a bitch. But she won't say, I would have never fucked around. Instead, she said, I would have never effed around.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that.
Oh, yeah. It snuck by you, huh?
Yeah. Well, it also doesn't help the fact that there's an alarm going off in the background that beep, beep. So I wonder if that was playing when she said that. But, oh, my God, Red. Like, this, it's so shoehorned. Like... For one, you can tell that this was supposed to be a Miley song. Like, just with, like, how it's written and everything, that, like, this was for her. Like, we all know JoJo Siwa's whole thing. She's all poppy and happy and giddy. And this is so far out in left field for her that this is uncomfortable to listen to and to watch. Like, even visually, the dancing. Like, I know she's supposed to be like, I'm a lesbian sex kitten. Meow. It's not working. There is nothing sexy about her.
She's as flat-chested as a 12-year-old boy, Teresa.
And she has no ass. Like, she's sitting there shaking her ass. Honey, you got nothing to shake. And
but here's the thing, though, Teresa. You can say karma's a bitch. You're grown enough to say bitch, but you don't think it's right for you to say I would have never fucked around or whatever.
Right, because you know that. Well, now I'm just wondering, like, did she self-censor when she was recording this?
Of course she did. She recorded it. She says the word effed. E-F-F-E-D. She says the word effed. Of course she recorded it like that. She sang the word. But how edgy are you really trying to be here with the whole hypersexual music video when you won't even say the word fuck?
Yeah, you start the video trying because to look like female Gene Simmons.
Because she knows her cash cow is young, impressionable middle school girls.
Yeah.
That's where her moneymaker is, so she can't be too vulgar. Come on.
Yeah,
if you're woman enough to come out to the world and alienate your whole entire audience.
Yeah, this
become a raging lesbian, but you can say the word bitch, but you won't say the word fuck in public. Come on.
It is. It's record label. We want you to be edgy now. This is so, like I said, cringy. This is just, it's uncomfortable to watch. I'm glad we're almost halfway through this because I don't see this getting any better.
Yeah, the chorus to me gets lost in the song. Like, there's no fun, repeatable hook in there anywhere.
Mm-mm. Like, yeah, we're already halfway through the song. Like, where is a hook? Something. I know, I'm sure the Karma is a Bitch, you know, that's Karma's supposed to be something. Karma's a Bitch,
and she's with you right now.
Yeah, that's but it. That even that falls flat. Like, that is, it's not catchy enough. And she Teresa, knows
I went,
this.
Wait a minute. I went full character right there and grabbed my hip and everything in the camera, and you didn't say anything about it.
You sandbagged my soda joke, so I'm sandbagging your hip shimmy.
Damn it.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, let's keep going, please.
So remember... when we talked about before about the sing-songy hook and a chorus, hook and yeah. a chorus, hook and a chorus, this is pretty much the same way. So now you're getting, or not a hook and a chorus, but a verse and a chorus.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting ready to get another verse and chorus again. It's song structure, just the way it's set up and the way these clips are. I'm sorry. Because they're short verses. There's like three lines and they go right back into the chorus
again. It is. It's very minuscule.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
She is a good girl. Think she's boring. Believe me, 20 minutes later you'll be snoring. But it still kills me that you hooked up with her. And now the universe is giving me what I deserve.
Okay, visual cue. Alert, alert, alert. Paula Abdul danced in the shallow water in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That's been done before.
Yeah, flash dance.
Yeah, that's what they call it, flash dancing.
Yeah.
Okay, so far, like visually, the cinematography of this thing, I'm kind of a fan of. You know, all the sexual dancing and all that shit. JoJo Siwa was not attractive to me. She looks like a little boy.
But it's still. Not even that sexual, though.
No, but there's parts where they're crawling on one another and, like, grabbing ass and all this kind of stuff. And anyway, it's not like a PP cocaine hypersexual video. I'm just saying, like, it's just for a JoJo Siwa, the girl with the high-ass ponytail and big hair bows, it's pretty sexual. You know what I mean?
See, I would have a little bit more respect for her if she was doing some PP cocaine type shit. Mm-mm. Like, if this was legitimate, and I'm going to keep hearkening back to the whole fact that I think this is all just record executive, you're going to be edgy now bullshit, that it's just like, if this was truly her, if she had any creative control over this, that, yeah, you want to show the world that you're this pussy-eating champion and all this, that you would be shaking asses, you'd be grabbing asses, you'd be... Licking
I will
tits,
not be dethroned, like... Teresa. I will not be dethroned, okay? By no damn JoJo Siwa.
No, because this is fake. I mean, there's I'm not saying she's a fakey lesbian, but I'm saying, like, all of this, like, this perceived, like, I'm a sex kitten. No, like, this is boring. This is forced. This is contrived. This is what other descriptive word I can come up with. And even... Yeah, they're getting to the, I'm assuming the Karma is a Bitch and she's right here with you or me or whatever the fuck she said, that's supposed to be the hook. And that's so boring. That is a perfect line that I'm sure if you, like, let's say Rihanna. If Rihanna were doing this song, this would be sexy as fuck. Like, that would be a catchy hook right there.
Teresa.
She doesn't know what she's doing in the song.
JoJo C was built like a 2x4.
Yes, I know. Taylor Swift is more curvy than her.
Production-wise, it's fine. You know what I mean? There's nothing really you can say about the production of it. It seems to be a little overproduced at times, but at the same time, it's boring. It's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
The lyrics of this thing. She just said, she's a good girl. I think she's boring. Believe me, 20 minutes later, you'll be snoring. So I got a question for you, Teresa. Is that a I'm good at sex joke?
Yeah, that's basically saying I'm going to munch box that you're going to be passed out in 20 minutes.
Or is this bitch just, you know, it's just a boring reference. Like she's like a dull girl to fuck with. She's just boring.
I think it's another attempt at like, ooh, I'm going to rock your world and you're going to be sleeping in 20 minutes. Kapow. And it fell flat. It's a bad line.
Yeah, JoJo C was a new lesbian. There's no way she eats pussy that good, Teresa.
No. I mean, dare we say, is she one of those faux lesbians just to get, like, support? I don't know.
There's no way. There's no way that JoJo C was the pussy eating champion, because I've been eating pussy longer than she's been alive. So. There's no way. I will not be dethroned that fucking easy, Teresa.
I'm going to make you a sash.
I will wear it every week. Every week. But the self-censoring bit in there, Teresa, that shit is so stupid, it's funny.
Yeah.
You're singing the word F around, or the words F around. I don't F around. Like, F is a word. You're singing it like, you know, I don't F around. Like, F is a word.
Yeah.
Just say the word.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that too, I would have respect. Like, okay, you want to be edgy, say fuck, 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 fuckity, fuck, 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 fuck. Like, actually do some bump and grind, like, you know, scissor or something, like scissor dance with one of your backup dancers. Like, give me something. Like, I am not believing this at all. Like, this is just a new level of bad. And I mean,
all right. I got it.
This is making me angry.
Scissor dancing, Teresa. Go with me on this, all right? You know what river dancing is, right?
Yeah.
So instead of river dancing, it's scissor dancing, and they're laying on their side river dancing with their legs put together like you're scissoring, like lesbians do.
There we go. Yeah. Let's reach out to Michael Flatley.
Scissor dancing. That's hilarious. So, but honestly, though, for 12 million views in 4 or 5 days, whatever it's been, it seems to be pretty boring, and it's a forgettable song. Why it has 12 million views, what I'm saying is probably next week or the week after, you're not even going to remember this fucking song, is what I'm saying. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, and I hate to be, like, speculative about it, but is it artificial inflation? Just because the song sucks so fucking bad and she's not getting like the response that she was probably hoping for, like, did they
pay?
What do
you mean? What she was hoping for? It got 12 million views in four days, Teresa.
I know, but like you had mentioned that the critics and everybody are panning it. So,
right, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, why? If you're panning it so hard and the public is not responding to it like it is, I guess it's like a train wreck or a car wreck.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, I'm sure you're going to have your residual people that are like, okay, what the fuck is this about? But to make it seem like this is blowing up and this is on the verge of going viral, because I have no idea how many views it takes for something to go viral now, do you think it's beyond the record executives and her people to pay for bots to bump up the views?
No.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, but it's JoJo Siwa, Teresa. That's insulting. This girl is popular as shit. Like, super duper popular. Like, every little kid in the early 2000s knew who this little girl was. You know what I mean? She sold makeup. She fucking did all the dances and the fucking concerts and the shit. Like, she was prepubescent Miley Cyrus, pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sus.
After all that, here's another chorus. Or no, I'm sorry. After chorus, whoa, woes.
Ooh.
And then a bridge. I think that's what they're going to call. I think that's what they call it. I think that's what Genius said it was. Yeah, I haven't said anything about the synth beat or whatever the fuck that bad thing is in the background going, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's like a broken theremin.
Yes, I don't know what it is, but it's aggravating as shit.
Well, and even like I mentioned before, like that little siren that keeps whoop, whoop.
That might be what I'm thinking about, yeah. All right, but here's all that. There we go.
your body next to me. This lonely room feels so empty, just me and my regrets. And cold blue eyes look back at me. The mirror has no sympathy. My guilt's become a symphony that won't let me forget. Oh, karma's a bitch, I should've known better.
I was getting into it. I was going to stop it before that came on.
Okay, I just realized this because I had to look it up because I couldn't remember the name of the movie.
Okay.
But they're dressed just like Will Ferrell and that hater from Blades of Glory.
Yeah, John, yes. John, what's his name? John Hader.
John Hader, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, I was thinking it was like sequin cats or something.
Yeah, they're dressed like, she's dressing up like an edgy figure skater. Like,
Teresa, I'm really spent here. I don't even know where else to go with this thing.
I don't either. Like, at this,
there's about 35-40 seconds of it left, but I'm really all commented out. I don't even know, like, I don't know. It's boring.
I think we've said all we can say about it. Like, I'm sticking with my guns. I think this is, she's playing up the whole lesbian edgy thing for attention, and it's blowing up in her face. And I don't think all these views are legit. I don't. With how bad the song is, even this music video, like, I am not mesmerized one iota. This is a boring video. This is so pandery. And yeah, this is fucking hot garbage, dude.
Pandery? Who the fuck is it pandering to?
It's pandering to her new, or like all of her fans, and like, ooh, look at how cool I am. Look at how edgy I am. I would rather watch JoJo Siwa's sex tape.
Oh, Teresa, come on.
That would be more interesting than this.
JoJo Siwa, sure, wait. JoJo Siwa has a sex tape?
Probably not.
See, you should say stuff like that. I don't know. You wanna hear the chorus again?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Whatever it is.
It's the same thing it has been. Karma's a bitch, and yeah, she's here at your doorstep or whatever the fuck it is.
Gonna eat some puss.
Yeah, on your front porch.
If I had a wish, I would have never.
Karma's a bitch. Karma! Did you hear that?
Yes.
That was pretty funny. All right. Anyway.
Karma's a bitch. Karma's a bitch. Better be good, cause what goes around comes around. Karma's a bitch. Karma! And she's with you right now.
Well, there you have it, Teresa. Yeah, there it is.
She should have stuck to the bubblegum. I'm a nice girl. Like, that's her. Quit trying to be this. Like, I understand you're an adult now and you do adult things. This isn't
the same, it. She's doing the same thing that Miley Cyrus did when Miley Cyrus turned 18.
I know.
They're fucking Disney stars. They're Disney stars, and it fucks them up.
At least we got pictures of Miley Cyrus peeing outside of a car. Like, oh, you yeah, know
I'm,
her
I'm
once.
I'm getting ready to frame that fucker and hang it somewhere on this wall right here.
I think Jody already does.
Yeah, I just haven't got it. I just haven't got around to it yet.
But
I literally prepared notes. I took all the notes for this and said all the things, but it's boring. There's nothing really exciting about it.
No, and I mean, that's why I said it feels so forced, because if you are trying to get your identity back, if you're trying to show the world the new you or whatever, she's playing it too squeaky clean. She played it safe and it backfired, plain and simple.
I'd say
JoJo Siwa, you suck.
Yeah, I can't really, I mean, I hate to sound so boring and drab about it, but I really don't have anything. That's it. it's really a boring fucking song.
It is. Well, Red, but I have news for you. We're not too far off on our types of songs.
Swear to God, if you brought like some Demi Lovato women's empowerment bullshit, I'm leaving.
Well, it's not Demi Lovato. Are you familiar with an artist named Girly? G-I-R-L-I.
G-I-R-L-I?
Yes, Girly.
No idea, Teresa.
Good, because a lot of people aren't either.
Yeah, where'd you pull this from?
From YouTube. She had a video that came out about 6 months ago. Her too. She's a loud and proud lesbian. Except you will see that there's truth in this video. Like, she acts like a lesbian. This will be believable.
How do you act like a lesbian, Teresa?
You'll see. There might be some scissor dancing going on.
Nice.
So she's known for writing songs about, you know, being queer positive, gay positive, bi positive, you know, mental health positive, everything positive. But, you know, she's got her own edgy spin to it that, you know, I am lesbian woman, hear me roar, that type of shit. No. Well, you know, she's human just like the rest of us. And so she had an incident where she was working out at a gym, and, you know, I've fallen victim to it. Pretty much every woman has fallen victim to it at some point, to where you're at a gym trying to work out and there's somebody just eyeing you, and it's creepy, and usually you just leave. Well, apparently she was at a gym and there was some UK music video producer that was stalking her at the gym. It affected her so deeply that she wrote a song about it. And that is the song that I have brought into you tonight. And it's called Matriarchy.
So I wasn't far off when I said Demi Lovato, huh?
No.
Because this sounds like something Demi Lovato would sing.
Yeah, it's in the same vein.
All right.
But all right. I do want you to pick, because with that whole story I told you, I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. And tell me how much it presents itself in this song, because that will be a key factor in this song. So have I teased you enough with it?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's get with it, Teresa.
Okay. All right. So this is the "You Can't Harass Me While I'm Working Out at the Gym" anthem song for all the women out there, that men, keep your eyes to yourself. And this is Girly, Matriarchy.
Oh my God.
Kiss me cause we don't have to be sorry for the way I love a woman and her body. You won't let me go, matriarchy. While we touch, we fuck to fuck the patriarchy. Make out with my girl in the gay club. Back to hers and do it in the bathtub. Something about the way the girls make love. So free, body hair in places boys don't like. Touch me in the places they can't find.
So, what you think?
That's a dude.
No, that's a woman.
No way, that's a dude.
That's a woman.
No way.
I had to look it up too. It's a woman.
No way.
Yes. It's a British woman, if that helps.
Well, I haven't seen her smile yet, so.
So.
I mean, it's kind of dumb. Like, I'm not impressed at all. Yeah, this isn't amusing at all. Why can't we just sing about stuff that people normally sing about?
Well.
Like heartache and strife and love and girls and men and women and just normal drugs and guns and money and all this kind of... Why do we have to involve all this shit?
Because you have to have messages read. Music is about messages and how much you can empower people with music and how far you can spread your messages. That's music now, Red. That's pop music now. And that's what this is.
Music is supposed to soothe my soul when my soul needs soothing.
Not anymore.
I don't understand.
Because see, like, that's why I'm asking you, like, or I asked you to keep that whole story that she had about her being eye stalked at a gym.
I haven't heard anything about a gym or being eye stalked.
Exactly, which she does sing with an accent. So let me just read the first few sets of lyrics in case you didn't pick up on it. Kiss me because we don't have to be sorry for the way I love a woman and her body. You and I make our own matriarchy. When we touch, we fuck to fuck the patriarchy. Make out with my girl in the gay club, back to hers and do it in the bathtub. Something about the way girls make love feels so free. Body hair in places boys don't like. Touch me in places they can't find. We know what it feels like on the outside. You're just like me. What about that is about taking back your empowerment and saying that you have no right to eye stalk me while I'm trying to do private activities at a gym?
Where did you get that information from?
She made a Instagram reel of her crying in a gym bathroom with text over it. I didn't want to write it all down because it's like a wall of text on the video. I had to watch it like 5 times because it like scrolls past really fast. But basically that, yeah, she's sitting there boo-hooing saying that this executive was eye-fucking her at the gym and that she felt too uncomfortable to report him to the authorities because he's such a big guy and she's a budding music, her budding music career could be in jeopardy and she didn't want to report him to the gym. And so her fuck you to him is writing a song about how she doesn't shave her pits and she likes eating puss after going to the bar.
What I'm asking is, what ties that story to this song? Like, it was her saying, I'm gonna write a song about it because this dude fucked with me and staring at me, and I'm gonna write it. How do you know that this song is in response to that? Is what I'm saying.
She
in
said,
this wall of text on the TikTok.
No, like she came, like when this song came out, she said this is about that guy at the gym. This is her saying it.
All right. Well, can we get on with this, Teresa?
You seem angry, Red.
I don't like this kind of shit.
I don't like it either. Why do you think it's brought it?
It's not. No, I mean, like, it's just the whole idea of it. I don't like it.
Okay. Well, at least my song's shorter than yours, so we're already a quarter way through.
Yay.
All right. Moving on.
We know what it feels like on the outside. You're just like me.
Wow.
Yeah, did you catch that them finger fucking blood orange?
I did. You think I was gonna miss that, Teresa? Come on.
See, JoJo Siwa, that's how you do it.
Yes. Yeah,
finger that's fuck that citrus.
Yeah. That's definitely how you do that for sure. This avant-garde, like, artistic expression music or whatever the hell you want to call this shit, right?
Yeah.
Because obviously, I've never heard of this girl. She's not, like, mainstream. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of traction does this get on YouTube before I make my point?
So far, this has 266,000 views. And she has 139,000 subscribers.
Right, so she's not like, she's moderately popular. She's only popular with a specific demographic of people, probably.
Yes.
I just don't understand the reasoning behind it. Like, so if anybody knows who you are, they know that's your feeling and your train of thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to make music about it is all I'm saying. Like, make music about it, stuff that everybody else makes music about.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, this is a case of, like, polar opposites, to where you have JoJo Siwa. She was trying to be tongue-in-cheek. This is shoving it down your fucking throat that I'm a lesbian. We're the greatest things on the face of the earth. We fuck better than what a man could. Like, it's like, okay, I get it. 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 Like, okay, fuck who you want to fuck. Be happy about who you want to fuck. But it's like, for one, this isn't about what you say it was supposed to be about. Like, this has no reference whatever about, like, if you want an empowerment song, you could have been like, I'm just trying to be me in a gym, you know, write something about that, not like, yeah, I eat exactly puss. Like, what is that?
You remember the Twinkle Twinkle Little Bitch song that I brought with Bobby?
Exactly.
Write something like that. Of course, we're probably still going to bring it to the show, but it makes more sense for you to sing a song and make a song like that than this bullshit.
Yeah.
Cut the dude down and talk shit about him looking at you in the gym. Yeah. Do that. Stupid response to that. Like, this is pointless.
Well, and even too, like, if you want to, you know, bring up the whole point of you being a lesbian, be like, well, you couldn't have me anyways because I like women, you know, something like that. You don't have to be screaming from the rooftops that I eat pussy. Like, congratulations. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, yes, I get it. Cool. Be you, girl.
I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. Yeah, I just don't understand the concept of it. I mean, I mean, not the concept of it, but, like, understand why people insist on making music about shit like this. I mean, you got people like Big Clit. You got people like PP Cocaine, you know, and of the like, Ziani, you know, with the hypersexual shit, you know what I mean? This is just like the tip of the iceberg to that. Like, this isn't even, like, offensive. It's probably offensive to somebody, but this isn't even, like, ass, pussy, titties, ass, pussy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the verbiage and the lyrics and the things. I don't know. It's just, it's aggravating. Like, why make music like this? Of course. Okay. If you want to talk about the music, we've talked about the fucking video and the concept of it for too long. Let's talk about the fucking music. It's mixed well.
Yeah. It's produced very well. I will give it that. I do. You know, I will say I do kind of enjoy a little bit of, like, that, you know, that kind of dubstep with the orchestral, like, that kind of is interesting to me. Everything else takes away from it, and it's just not a good song. Produced, yes. Everything else, no.
Yeah, kind of like the JoJo Siwa song.
Yeah. And I mean, you're dead right on the whole, why do we need message songs like this? Like, guess what, guys? I'm a woman too. Like, okay, we are not as stifled as what we were. Like, hey, people know women fuck. People know that women like other women. People know that women have dildos and whatever. We aren't as repressed as what people are making it seem. And songs like this don't help. You're making it seem like we're back in, like, 1940s and, oh, you can't see a woman's ankle, and it makes no sense. Like, this message is just going out to the echo chamber ether for who? We don't need any more of this shit.
Yeah, she fails to realize that there are Gen Xers and boomers out there that will eat a pussy with hair all over it. I know a lot of girls that don't shave their armpits.
Yeah,
It's a hygiene thing. It's a choice thing. It's whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit, shave him or not. Doesn't matter to me. But there are some of those dudes out there that will raw dog your ass whether you got hair on your pussy or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I happen to be one of those dudes. But that doesn't matter. Like, why tell me about that? Like, I don't give a shit.
Well, and that's the thing. This song, you know, it came out too late. Like, this has all been said. You're not saying anything new. You're not coming up with some new empowerment anthem. Like, this is same old, same old. Like, so many other artists have already said all this shit.
Yeah, like, oh, here's a good example. Dorian Electra already did all this, but in a way more entertaining way.
There you go.
Dorian Electra, for those who don't know, is that hyper-pop chick that we've brought up three or four times. I think you've brought her up a couple times. Yeah. I've brought her up. Yes. Yeah, so if you don't know who Dorian Electra is, her music's kind of wild. Mm-hmm. But this is just a tamed-down version, an avant-garde version of Dorian Electra, you know?
And it is. It's even, you know, to go back to the video, it's trying too hard to be, you know, sexy, but like, art, nothing like artsy fartsy about it.
I mean, she's trying to be hot. I mean, and some of the shots in the video are, you know, appealing, but just her whole persona makes her ugly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the type of person that, you know, I am an ass man. I love ass. I love looking at it. I love touching it and grabbing it and kissing it and all that shit. But, you know, your personality makes you ugly, too.
Mm-hmm. And I can guarantee you that.
And this is one of those instances that her personality and her vibe and everything about her just makes her ugly to me.
Yeah, because like I was going to say, that I can guarantee you her entire persona, her entire personality is I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. Hey, guys, guess what? I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. Did you know I'm a lesbian? Hey, I'm a lesbian. It's like, cool. Okay, is there anything else about you? Like, do you like pasta? Like, come on, get off it.
There were so many good drops in there, Teresa. Thanks for that.
Son of a bitch. All right, well, we're a little under halfway through.
Get on with this, Teresa?
Yes.
In our own rules, nothing like they taught us in high school. Sapphic celebration in your bedroom. It's so free. Ooh, in the female gaze. Kiss me cause we don't have to be sorry for the way I love a woman and her body. You and I make our own matriarchy. When we touch, we fuck to fuck the patriarchy. And it feels right cause you're my type. In the daylight, love in plain sight. You and I make our own matriarchy. When we touch, we fuck to fuck the patriarchy.
That's a fucking dude, Teresa. Look at her goddamn collarbone.
It's a woman.
That's a dude.
It's a woman.
No, it's not. That's a dude, Teresa.
It's a woman.
Well, she has an Adam's apple and fucking very pronounced goddamn collarbones.
Like I said, she's British. And I mean, we're kind of she's at British. You know, we've reached the same point that we reached with the JoJo Siwa song, that it's just like, what else is there to say other than this is just pandery bullshit? That's you're too late. If this would have come out like maybe about 5 years ago, this probably would have been something big. But this is just the same shit done over and over and over again. There's nothing new. You have nothing special to say.
Yeah, that little redheaded pasty white girl in the video is way hotter than Girly is, in my opinion.
You found a winner.
Yeah, I'm just, it's boring. It's underwhelming. The beat is repetitive. I haven't heard it break in a long time. Like, it doesn't change much at all as far as the audible version, or the audio portion of this. There's nothing exciting about it.
No.
The lyrics are just dumb, and I don't give a shit about if you eat pussy better than me. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't shave your armpits. Who gives a shit? Sing about the dude in the gym that hurt you to start with. That's what you need to be singing about. Went right back to the same point.
Well, and that's the thing, that it's just like the only mention of anything man-hating is mentioning patriarchy. And even that line too, we fuck to fuck the patriarchy, like, that makes no sense. So, like,
yeah, it does. We fuck each other like women because it's a big fuck you to the matriarchy. Like, we're eating each other's pussy because fuck you, matriarchy.
but men right? like watching that. You're creating content and thoughts for men. So is it really a big fuck you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not at all turned on by this chick at all. Because it's a dude.
It's not a dude.
I bet you if you pulled a Crocodile Dundee on this bitch, she's got balls. I'm telling you.
Maybe that's why she's wearing such the foofy dress.
Right. I'm telling you, the collarbone and the little hinge of a damn Adam's apple right there is giving it away, Teresa. Anyway. Anyway.
Yeah, we have less than a minute left. Let's drive it on home.
Oops. Kiss me 'cause we don't have to be sorry. We fuck the patriarchy. And it feels right.
So there you have it. That's a girly with matriarchy.
Yeah, I don't like this episode, Teresa.
Oh, come on.
It's just crazy how eerily similar they are. They all have their own points and they all touch it. You know what I'm saying? Like they all have the same kind of things wrong with them. And it was, not on purpose.
And like I said, that it's complete polar opposites, that you have the extreme and the incredibly like produced and dull.
Yeah, you made a good point. The girly song that you just showed is the hardcore version of what JoJo Siwa was trying to do.
But see, okay, flip the switch though, that if JoJo Siwa would have put that type of video out and that type of song, kudos, because wow, she ripped the band-aid off and then some. Like she's talking about, eating pussy to give a fuck you to men, and it's like, wow, JoJo's grown up. No, we get tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, you get the edited self-censored FU version. Yeah, I'm glad that's over with, Teresa. That was horrible.
Me too. Well, I had fun.
Well, I mean, I had fun, but what I'm saying is...
It was a slog.
We're trying to get away from the R&B, the rap, and all that, and kind of branch out and do the other genres, too. And we've covered most of the bases so far. I think we've got one more country thing to do or something like that, maybe. But I'm fed up with music here lately.
Mm-hmm.
And... with the pop music that I went looking for and stuff that I already had in my arsenal and my little playlist on YouTube, like it's just the same regurgitated shit.
Yeah, it's all
You would have to go like, and we probably should have did this. You should probably go like 2010s or earlier to get real shitty pop music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this was just the newest thing on the market right now, and I wanted to tell everybody that the new JoJo Siwa song really fucking sucks. But, I don't know who has the leg up this week.
I think you might.
You might. I'm not sure yet. I haven't deciphered it in my brain enough, but...
I don't know. A lot of listeners really hate JoJo Siwa, though.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think you might have the leg up, but that's all I'm going to say. But we all know that it's not up to us, Teresa. It's up to everybody else listening. If you think, God, I don't even want to say it. Will a lesbian lover's quarrel, right? That's what it is, right? A lover's quarrel, lesbian lover's quarrel with some woes in it. Can't miss those. And hypersexual choreographed Ziggy Stardust water wrestling dancing. If you think that one was worse, vote for that and JoJo Siwa. Or if you think the hardcore, dirty Triple X version of what JoJo Siwa was trying to say, if you think that was worse than JoJo Siwa, what was her name? Girly?
Girly.
And Matriarchy?
Yep. Right? Matriarchy.
If you think that one was worse, vote for that one. But that's about all I got, Teresa. If you made it this far in the video or the episode, it's time to go vote now. So go to shittysong.show and do your due diligence and vote like you're supposed to, please. That's all I got. Like, I'm over this. This is,
Well, should we head over to the hidden track?
Yeah, I guess. I guess we say it every week. That's about as good a place as any to wrap it up, Teresa. it was a dud. I just don't like the music, I guess. I think the music fucked it up for me.
It did.
Yeah. I had a good time, though. I always like hanging out with Teresa.
Yeah, I always like hanging out with my Rediford.
Spit it out.
I did.
All right. Until next week, I'm Red.
And I'm Teresa.
Later.
Bye.
Like when a tree falls in the forest, no one hears it. Another late night, another crazy mood. And I didn't think twice, but it led to you. I was a wild child, you always knew it. It was a matter of time before I blew it.